Yeah, we had a good trip to the mainland. We won four big trials. We won Moolamoon, Cobar, Handy, big trial at Handy. That's $1,000 trial prize. And the other one was at Moama. And then we got second at Morongla, which was nearly 200 dogs in that. No, we had a very good trip with that dog, yeah. Floss, she's worked very well. She's coming towards the end of her runs. Another year or so to see her out of it, I reckon, yeah. But it'd be hard to replace. She's won 53 open trials, which is an enormous amount of trials for a dog to win. Yeah, she was a standout dog in my team, yeah. That's her fourth time to represent Australia, which is a lot. And it'd be my 10th, which is nearest one to me, I think, is 5.
So you're the most capped Australian sheepdog trialist?
Well, I wouldn't say the most capped, but I am for Australia, yeah. But I'm not the best.
And what characteristics in particular make her able to take home those prizes?
A lovely, soft nature, the way she approaches a sheep, how she can just lean on one front leg to steer the sheep without jumping too far one way. Keeps the point of balance beautiful, and she's got all the strength in the world.
And is it taking you long to train her to be able to do that?
Not that dog, no. She was a brilliant dog from day one.
And how do you start getting the dogs into herding sheep?
5 or 6 months old, I get them in a small yard and just let them use their own natural ability and don't give them any commandments. All I want to do is see them chase the sheep. And as they start to get a bit more confidence, then I start to put a few directions onto them. Between 2 and 3, a dog mentally develops at the most. So in those early years, it's like a little kid going to work. You can't expect too much of them.
And how do they actually learn to do something when you whistle or when you give a command? How do you actually teach that to a dog?
They are intelligent. They are. They know a lot of things we don't know. You can get up in the morning, by the time you get out to your back gate, the dog's worked out what sort of a mood you're in. They're clever. We're the dumb ones. They understand you humanly, I think.
So what have we got up here at the moment then, Malcolm?
Well, we've got Bernard McGlashan working Frost. And these sheep have been fairly stubborn and they've stood on the dog and pushed him back a bit.
What sort of obstacles have we got out here today?
We've got a gate which is 3 feet wide, and the corridor down there's 9 metres that you keep your sheep in. And then you go down, finally you put them in a pen that's got a 3 foot opening, and you put them inside that, and that's the end of the trial, and you've got 15 minutes to do it in.
Now the whistles that he's using are quite a unique whistle. Does it take long to learn those kind of whistles?
Probably it does. Bernard's an ex-New Zealander, and the New Zealanders use a lot to whistle over there because their dogs work so far away when they're on the hills and that, so they have to whistle. They're very good whistlers, where the Australians don't whistle quite as well. So I like to use the voice, and it gives me a variation of speed.
Is it what you say or how you say it that's more important?
Oh, well, you've got to be consistent in what you say because the dog understands you. But how you say it is, as I say, it gives you a variation in urgency.
Do the sheep learn what they're supposed to do and do it a little bit more easily?
If you put them around, you wouldn't use them the second time. You can't reuse your sheep, really. I think when you work them next year, they still remember it.
So every sheep can only be used once in a trial?
Yep, that's right. It's a bit of a luck of the draw, what comes out for you. If you get a real bad sheep, you can take a fair few points off you quick. If you work and do a real good job on bad sheep, you don't get any extra points for it.
So there's no degree of difficulty like they have in the Olympics?
No. Now, Bernard wants to run these straight in that pen. There's a 3 foot gap there. So he's got his pretty sheep in the pen. That's it. He's finished.
I'm Bernard McGlashan. I'm from Hamilton and the Derwent Valley. I use whistles. It's just, I find it's easier to make him sit and stay as a. His right is. Left is a.
Does it vary between dogs, the whistles you use?
It is, yeah. I've got sort of about 5 set whistles for different dogs. If you're working 2 dogs or 3 dogs on a farm, if you've got different commands, you can work 2 or 3 dogs at the same time.
Do you ever forget what whistles go with which dogs?
At times, yeah. You blame the dog, but it's your fault. It can get a bit confusing at times. I've represented Australia twice, and Malcolm and I together have won the Ted Gabby Trophy, which is an interstate competition. Malcolm and I have won it for the last 3 out of 4 years. And Malcolm's he's sort of the benchmark for us. He's got a very, very good dog. She's won the Supreme and the National in the same year. No dog's ever done that before, which is a hell of an achievement. And Malcolm sort of sets that benchmark for us, and we've got to get up there and beat him. He's beatable, but you've got to be at the top of your game and do the work at home with your dogs.